Where were you born?
In Malone.
On what street?
I was born on the River Road. I guess it's 19-2.
Is the house still standing?
Yeah.
Yeah. What was your father's name?
William.
Where was he from originally?
Well, he was, as far as I can remember, way back lowest in Malone there. But his father, well, I don't quite remember. He died when I was pretty young. But he used to be a lumberman, you know. He used to work in the woods most of the time. And then, about the last 15 years of his life, he used to work for, be Senator Marshall then. That used to be Ben Marshall's father. Used to run the hardware store here in Malone, Thompson's Hardware. His son over, and then my father worked for his father. That's way back, 45, 50 years ago.
Your father worked at Thompson's Hardware?
No. And we always worked in the woods in the wintertime and in the summertime. All the last 10 years of his life, he worked different odd jobs, you know, but he worked for Senator Marshall. That's, you know where that Marshall place is up on the hill there on the first street? I don't own that now. I don't, it's still in the Marshall there. It's there yet.
Where did he work in the woods?
Well, up around Tupper Lake. Worked for the Brooklyn Cooperage Company.
Did he ever work in Reynoldston?
I don't believe he ever did, not there. He worked there later after he got done. So he's been dead in about 20 years now.
Your father?
Yeah.
Yeah. What about his father? Where did his father work?
I don't remember that. And his father, I think his father was, well, he died when I was pretty young. I can just about remember him, that's all. He was a small man, I know that. But I don't know where he worked. He worked back in them days. It was mostly farming, you know. When I was young, used to have a little place up here, about 3 acres of land, used to raise own potatoes and vegetables, used to keep a cow. Have milk, make butter. In them days, you fall the year, you put your potatoes in, cabbage, and all the vegetables, and you used to fill the cellar up for the winter.
Any idea where your father's father was from? Was he from Malone, or was he from some other place?
I don't remember whether he was from Malone, or he was, I think he was. I know my mother's grandfather originally was from Canada.
Mm. And what was her name, her maiden?
Stone.
Uh-huh. What was her father's name?
God, he died before my days, too. I don't remember what his name was.
Was it Antoine?
No, Antoine was my mother's brother.
Oh.
It was Antoine's father. His father and my mother's father. Mm-hmm. It was quite a family. It was Antoine Stone and Calvin Ball there.
Right, right.
Leon Stone, no, he was the youngest one. He just died here about last winter sometimes. I guess he was the last one in the family.
He was your mother's brother?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Man wasn't Bean Stone, was it?
No, Bean was the oldest one of the Stones. He was my mother's brother, too. Mm-hmm. Now, maybe my grandfather's name might have been Bean. I have to see his name after one of the boys. I don't remember which one.
Mm-hmm. Did you live in the same house you were born in all the time you were young?
I lived there 10 years, about 11 years, and then we moved on here. Second house up here. Mm-hmm. And then, I was there. I moved on when I was 11 years old. We stayed up on the River Road there. My father lived up there a good many years. They lived up there about 40 years on the River Road.
Mm-hmm. What kind of a house was it?
Just a frame house, a store and a half.
Can you remember what they had in the living room?
Well, in them days, it was just pretty common, you know, just you might say, some chairs and table.
Did they have carpets or rugs?
No. Well, they had rugs.
Was there a stove in the living room?
Yeah. Wood stove. Mm-hmm. They had them wood stoves. It used to be quite a few of them Quebec heaters, what they call in them days. Uh-huh. They were wooden coal.
So what'd that look like?
Just a round stove. Very water cool.
They call it a Quebec heater.
Well, they used to call them a Quebec heater in them days. They were lined with brick inside, and then used to have an old, they called it a rondeau. That was mostly the kitchen stove, the rondeau, cooking stove. Mm-hmm.
Is that what your mother had in the kitchen, was a rondeau?
Yeah.
Dining room?
No, in there there was just a kitchen, a big kitchen and a big living room. Then there was bedrooms were all upstairs.
Mm-hmm. What was in the kitchen?
Oh, just back in them days, just a table and chair and stove, and all there was cupboard there, you know, for dishes. Just have the, of course, there's no. Had just had a thing that there was no water up there. You had to draw your water from across the road. Oh, you used to have a well, and then had a good spring across the road, and we'd draw water. I can remember that because I used to draw a lot of water from across the road.
Did you have a yoke to carry the buckets on, or did you just carry them in your hands? You had a yoke?
I had a little thing to take two water pails, you know, and go down and carry them. Hmm.
Was there a woodshed?
Yeah, I had a big woodshed. You used to put the wood in for the winter, you know. Mm-hmm. About this time of the year, his father used to. Of course, there was a lot of wood in them days up around here. And he'd go up there, or sometimes he'd buy some of the farmers and get it, what they call sledling, you know.
Sledling.
You can get it down home, we'd cut up with a cross cut saw, and smaller stuff, we'd cut up a buck saw and split it, and we'd put it. 15, 18, 20 cords of wood and pile it up in the shed. It would be dry out for the winter.
What's a buck saw?
Well, it's called a one-man saw. It was a frame with a blade on it. Something like these guys that cut the pulp today, what they call them pulp saws, you know. They call a buck saw. It was just a frame, and it was a little wire across the top where you could tighten it, you know, well, take the blade out, you loosen that and take the blade out and put another blade in, and then you tighten it up and it's like a buckle, what they use today, they when they put up barns, you know, rods, and they put them tighteners on, they take a buckle and there'd be a rod from here to here, you can buckle in the middle and they tighten that up and you get tight to want it and it stay there.
A buck saw is different from the ordinary saw you would just saw a piece of lumber with, you know, with a
hand saw, that's altogether different. That's just that one blade. I got two or three of them around here.
Yeah.
Carpenter's, that's what you call a carpenter's saw. A buck saw is just a little blade on it about that wide and it went onto a frame.
Right. Okay. And what's a crosscut? Is that with two men?
Crosscut, that's it's a long saw with two handles on it, man on each end of it.
Did you have a wood box in the kitchen?
Yeah.
Yeah. How was the house lighted?
Lamps.
Kerosene?
Kerosene lamps.
Did you have colored shades or the white glass chimneys?
No, just had the plain shades. Well, if I can remember right, there used to be, most of them days, there used to be them green shades, you know.
Did you have hanging lamps from the ceiling?
We had one in the living room. As far as I can remember back that far, that's pretty near 60 years ago.
Did the Quebec heater have a warming oven on top?
No. No, just a plain round stove.
How big would be the wood it would take? How much wood would it take?
Well, there's some of them that you could stand up to. It would take, oh, maybe 16-inch wood.
Mm-hmm. How was the upstairs heated? The bedrooms upstairs?
Just from the stove downstairs, you know, just an open stairway.
The heat went up the stairway?
The heat went up the stairway, yeah.
So there was no register in the ceiling?
No. Oh, just a stairway, and then an open stairway. Some, I guess some days, some of them places used to have a door, like that. Be a door like go upstairs there, they'd leave that door open, and of course your heat would go up. You know.
Did your parents sleep downstairs, or were all the bedrooms upstairs?
We had one small bedroom downstairs off the dining room, and the other bedrooms were upstairs.
Was that downstairs bedroom your parents?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Used to be a small bedroom down, something like that one there, you know. Just off the living room it should be.
Were the beds metal or were they wood?
Wood.
High back?
Mostly wood, wood bed with kind of a high back.
Yeah. What were the mattresses like?
Oh, it's just a plain old mattress. Well, I don't. I don't just remember what was in them. They were just a plain mattress, kind of a batten like inside of them, you know, and kind of sewed together with a little place to be kind of tied together. You know.
Oh, you didn't have straw ticks?
No.
Oh. Any of your neighbors have straw ticks?
Not that I know of.
Were the beds slat beds?
Yeah. Well, it was slats and the spring on top of them, you know. Mm-hmm. And they put the mattress on top of the spring. Sometimes, well, some used to have them, they call them feather ticks, you know. Some like them sleeping bags they have today there, but they were all, you know, when you make them there, they were maybe about that thick. But them there used to be made out of old, just plain feathers, you know. I don't think I'm from hens or, but they were just what they call a feather thick.
Were there closets in the house?
Oh yeah, there was two or three closets there would hang clothes in, you know.
Did you hang them on hangers or on hooks?
Mostly hooks.
Yeah.
You know, in them days there was few hangers.
Was it painted or papered inside?
Mostly, most of them places papered inside in them days. And they used to have, they used to build a house, and then I remember I helped my uncle to build one, and they'd put up their frame, you know, and then put lath. And then they'd plaster it with the lath, and put the lath about that far apart, and they'd plaster it, and then paper it. But today, well, it's some similar to sheetrock. And that sheetrock comes all in sheets, and you just put that up, and they use that instead of plaster today.
Was your house built with wooden nails?
Yeah.
Can you remember how it was constructed? Was there anything special about how the walls were built?
No, just square walls, just like this house here.
I mean the actual construction, were the planks laid vertical or horizontal?
Oh, I don't remember that. The house is still up there, I don't know. Oh, there was clapboards on the outside of it, I don't know that.
Was it painted on the outside?
Oh yeah, it was kept painted.
What color?
Oh, I don't remember what color. I think it was green for a while there at one time, in the last one we left there. Kind of a green.
What sheds and barns did you have around it?
Just, it was just a shed off the kitchen. Used for a woodshed and kind of a storeroom in wintertime. Most of them they used to call them a woodshed. Put wood in there, and in wintertime we used to raise 2-3 pigs in it. You'd butcher them in the fall of the year after it got cold, and you'd put them in a barrel, salt it, you know. Keep that down cellar, down the way. You keep the potatoes, maybe 40, 50 bunches of potatoes, because it was a big family. and put in maybe 40, 50 bushel potatoes in the cellar the fall of the year. Put in 30, 40 head of cabbage or something like that, you know, sometimes have some carrots. Different kinds of vegetables that you used to put in the cellar where it was cool, you know, and keep.
Did you have a dirt cellar,
yeah.
Floor?
Dirt floor.
Was the floor of the shed dirt?
Oh, that was built on the ground. There was no cellar under the shed.
I mean, was the shed floor dirt?
No, wood.
Wood.
Wooden floor in the shed.
Mm-hmm. Was that a storehouse for broken furniture and things like that, the shed?
Well, you used to keep some stuff there in winter time that would you have ordinarily in the summertime, where you'd have it outdoors, you know, and then it used to be a little line or sometimes where you'd hang clothes there in the shed in winter time. In winter time, in them days, there was no snowplow like there is today. Roads, there used to be an old dirt road up through there in them days. That's, you know where the river road is.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. See, that's all blacktop up there now. And there's most all them houses all got water today. The village. I think the village water line comes down through there somewhere. There's a lot of, most all them places got all water today. It's so much different than it was in them days.
You had an outhouse? An outhouse?
Yeah.
Was it in the shed or?
Way back of the barn. Well, away from the side of the barn. Mm-hmm.
What was the barn like?
Well, we used to have two, three stalls in there where you keep a couple of cows one at a time, and there was a hay loft, keep the hay upstairs, and the downstairs was just a old-fashioned barn, you might call it. I don't know if there's any around today like there was in them days or not.
Did it have a dirt floor?
Yeah. Although dirt in the part of the barn, and then where we used to keep the cattle, that there was kind of a plank floor in there.
Did the cows have stanchions or saws?
No, just a rope. Mm.
Did you milk them twice a day?
Yeah.
Yeah. How much would they give?
Oh, if you had a good cow, sometimes she'd give 10, 12 quarts. Full milking, anywhere from 8 to 10, 12 quarts. Maybe about 20 quarts a day.
Mm-hmm. Where was the butter factory you took this to?
We used it right at home, made our own butter. And during the summer, well, actually you'd make butter, had any surplus milk after you take the cream off and make butter. Then we used to raise pigs and we'd feed, get a little grain and mix it in. And raised two or three pigs during the summer.
What did you grow for your cows?
Just hay and corn.
How many acres of hay?
Well, it used to be, we used to have to buy most of the hay because the place up there wasn't too big, you know. And then they used to buy, farming up there. Had a lot of land, they have extra hay, well, they'd buy it. Either by the load, they didn't have no baler in them days. They just got and cut it by hand and get a piece. Sometimes we'd cut it inside the road, take a wagon, drop and fill the barn up with it. Put it all upstairs in the barn, all loose hay.
Did you pitch it into the hayloft, or was there a hook that came down to take it up?
We used to pitch it up off the wagon, you know. Where's the hole on? Oh, maybe 8-10 feet off the ground. We used to pitch up in the hole and the man take it from the hole and it'd maul away.
Your barn didn't have a sile?
No. My uncle, of course, he had a pretty good farm back then. They used to have a silo. A little thrashing machine, a little gasoline engine on it. And he used to cut his corn. He'd take his corn in the fall of the year and he'd cut it and put it in the silo. But he had 12, 15 cows. And he'd take his milk. I remember I used to get to the junction up there where the Boy's Bakery is there today. Maybe you can remember when you used to have that milk station up there, that cream and that cheese plant.
Right.
Well, that used to be the milk factory. And some farmers used to take it down to There used to be a creamery on Water Street where Glazier's is. That used to be a creamery. They'd make butter down there back in them days. Some farmers would take their milk down there.
How did you make butter? Did you have a wooden dash churn?
Yeah, a big churn with a little wooden paddle.
How much butter would that churn hold?
Well, we maybe make 6-8 pounds. Mm-hmm. Just a little crock, maybe be about that high. And we'd save all the cream. Sometimes the cream would sour them, then we'd mix that in and make it into butter.
How much cream would it take to fill a butter churn?
Well, of course, there were different sizes, see.
Your butter churn?
Well, maybe take 8-10 quarts.
Mm-hmm. So you actually could make butter every day?
But, no, we'd make maybe about 2-3 times a week.
And what'd you do with the milk that you didn't skim the cream off?
Oh, we used to drink a lot of it, you know. Mm-hmm. Used to drink a lot of that, and used to use a lot of cooking. Mm-hmm.
Your mother had a garden, your father?
Yeah, oh yeah. Yeah, we also had a big garden. We raised cucumbers and tomatoes.
Onions?
Onions. We used to raise quite a few onions.
Sweet corn?
Yeah, I had a little sweet corn. Had about an acre of garden stuff, you know, that put in a few rows of tomatoes and cucumbers, beets, all that garden stuff. Yeah.
Did they raise anything in the gardens then that isn't raised now?
No, I don't think they did. What they used to raise now, my brother got a garden over on Fenner Street there, and he, same thing that we used to raise in them days, you know, like turnips, you know, carrots. Used to have raised a few carrots. And beans.
Did Pat stop over there?
We got a few beans, and after they dry out, then we used to crash them.
I've been thinking
put them on a big blanket and take a stick and keep pounding on them, that open the shells up.
I never thought of that.
It's kind of a windy day there, just take it.
Well, yes.
Pull the dust out of them and take the beans and
so,
put them in bags or sacks or something for the winter.
Yeah, put one in the bathroom.
How were those beans harvested you were just talking about? You were talking about how you harvested your beans.
Well, you used to get a pole and stick them around, and then when after they get a frost or two, they dry out, you know. So that we didn't use, sometimes we'd use for string beans, we'd have some of them when they were green. And, we'd maybe have a pretty good patch of them. When we got it done, maybe have about a bushel of beans. You stack them around a pole with all the roots inside so the sun could dry the outside. Then after they're good and dry, we should get a big blanket. And put the blanket on the ground and string and stick all them beans and scatter them about that thick.
About 6 inches thick over the blanket?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just the beans, you know, the stalk and all. And then they used to take what they call a flail. This is a stick maybe about 5-6 feet long. There's another short stick about that long. A little hole in it with a little rope on it, you know. And you used to take and pound that, you know, pound them beans. Keep pounding on them until the shells would crack open and all the beans come out of them.
It won't take long to do that. I'm going up to Elsie's for a minute.
Did you grow squash?
Yeah, squash, pumpkins. You put that right in the cornfield, you know. You just put a hill there and there in the cornfield.
Were pumpkins fed to the cattle?
No. No, you used to keep most of them, used to make pies with them in them days. Keep them in the cellar, and when you want one, you go and cut it, and you take and peel it up, get it, you know, and then cook it, and then make pumpkin pies.
Did you feed it to the pigs, leftover pumpkins?
Well, any stuff like that there was feed to the pigs, you know, like all the time the corn, sometimes we'd take and break the corn off the stalks and keep the stalk for the cows, and then used to feed the pigs the corn. It's called a corn crib. We used to put that in there and then always keep some of it for the next spring to plant again. You know. keep your own seat ahead all the time.
How many acres of corn did you have?
Well, maybe half an acre.
Mm-hmm. Was this planted by hand?
Yeah.
How did you plow?
Oh, you have to have a horse and a mule plow. An
iron plow?
Yeah, an iron plow. Mm-hmm.
Did you grow any hops?
You used to have about a half an acre, a little field, about a half an acre, up in the far corner of the lot. We used to raise hops. Catch them in, and while they were in there, pick them sometimes. There'd be a guy who used to go around different, but they have them small, from a small yard like that, and he'd buy them, you know.
Did you have a hop kiln?
No. No, we just pick it and put it in big bags and sell it like that. It wasn't enough to have a hop kill, you know. Mm-hmm. There used to be a lot of hop kills around. There used to be a lot of big yards around when you were back in them days. You take where Tom and Eddie's was, right across the road from there. That used to be all hop yards into there. And right across from the fairground here, going up the hill, that used to be all hop yards in there.
Between East Main and Morningside Cemetery.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Between East Main Street and the cemetery, just from the way back, that whole place in there was all hop yards.
Hmm. Did your family pick the hops, or did you hire someone?
Oh, we picked our own because we only had a little bit, you know.
Right.
We used to pick a lot of hops for different farmers that had big yards. All up to Whipperville, up south here, it used to be a farmer used to have maybe 10, 12, 15 acres of just hops, you know. You can make pretty good, and sometimes, some years, the price would be pretty good on them. Other years, wouldn't be so good. Something like potatoes back in them days. Sometimes you maybe get, back in them days, you may maybe get 40, 50 cents a bushel, and correct, maybe 75, and then maybe a quarter. It depends how much of a crop you had. You know, where farmer have to get rid of them.
Who did you pick hops for?
All the different farmers up there that used to have hop yards, see.
Did you pick hops for Earl Looker?
Yeah, you pick Looker. He had his back of the pinnacle up here. On the road going to Whipperville there. Earl Looker. He had a big hop yard too. He had up to a few years ago. He raised a hard hop up there. Not too many years ago when he quit. You got a hop kill up there.
Did you pick hops for Skinner?
No. We didn't pick too many. That is work I do around the hall, but a lot of people would. You know, a lot of times, you used to get a lot of Indians from the reservation. They used to come up there and they'd have a... Sometimes they'd stay right in the tent, you know.
How much would you be paid for picking hops?
Well, sometimes you got 50 cents a box, 75. It was box, I don't know how many bushels it held. It was a big box. Maybe the box maybe was about as long as from here to that wall there and about that wide. About that high.
About 4 feet long?
Yeah, it was about 6 feet long and maybe about 3 feet wide.
Mm-hmm. About 3 feet high?
Yeah, about 2.5, 3 feet high.
Right.
Maybe about that high.
Would it take you a whole day to pick a box full?
No. Well, it depends on the hops, you know. So sometimes if the head was big, sometimes you get something that has a little small head on, it take longer. If you get a big head on them, well, two people would pick, they could pick about a box and a half, 2 boxes a day.
What would your mother make for breakfast in the morning?
Well, we used to have a lot of oatmeal in them days, you know. And, like I say, we had a cow, we have our own milk. Make oatmeal. That was most times in different cereals like that.
Did you have meat or potatoes in the morning?
Well, my father used to, and sometimes the older children did have meat and potatoes for breakfast.
Did you eat more pork or more beef?
Well, back in them days that they were a little bit more pork than we did beef.
How would you get your beef?
Well, you used to buy a cow, and sometimes you get it to the store, you know. In them days, beef was cheap, you know. In fact,
beef was fairly cheap?
Oh, yes. Of course, you could be kind of go through and buy a hind quarter sometimes, you don't want beef. Because in the wintertime, we could keep, of course, there was no frigid air in them days, thing like they got today, you know.
How'd you keep your meat cold?
I used to keep it outside, you know, in the shed, mostly in the shed in the wintertime.
Mm-hmm. Did you have an ice house?
No.
An ice box?
We used to have an ice box.
Where would you get the ice for that?
Oh, we'd get it off the river.
What would your mother make for dinner? Was dinner at noon a big meal?
Yeah, we used to have a big meal. I used to cook potatoes. Mom would have a lot of boiled dinner in them days, you know, like cabbage and carrots. And we'd have some baked beans, or bean soup, or pea soup. And then I'd have meat and potatoes and gravy and stuff like that.
You grew cabbages?
Yeah.
Were they hard to raise?
No. They weren't hard to raise. The biggest part was after you got started, you know, keep the weeds down on them. You used to have them, what they call the winter cabbage.
What's the winter cabbage like?
They're the same as the summer cabbage, only they come up later and they get harder. Your summer cabbage they don't seem to be so firm, you know.
Mm-hmm. Did you have red cabbage?
No. Just a plain white cabbage.
You grow lettuce?
Well, I always had all that garden stuff in the summertime, lettuce, radishes, and little green onions. And of course, don't take much of a piece of land, though, for that garden stuff that you use in summertime, you know. And then, you used to have what raises like onions, want to raise them for the winter. I would have a little patch, maybe as big as these two rooms. You know.
Did your family eat a lot of onions?
I used to have quite a few onions in them days.
What was for supper at night?
Well, pretty near the same thing we'd have for dinner. Of course, you used to go to school, it was some of the kids out of school, and they used to work, all their sisters and brothers, they worked the Ballards. And then, of course, you bring a lunch. Well, sometimes it'd be potatoes and gravy and meat, you know, and homemade bread, most of all homemade bread in them days. Or some, it wasn't, or somebody would buy a loaf of bread. Used to bake bread, maybe break 6, 7, 8 loaves of bread, you know, and that'd go for a couple of days.
Did people seem to eat more then than they do now?
Yes, I'd say they did. Mostly because it's all homegrown stuff, you know, and back in them days, it was more work. Today, people don't work today like they used to work in them days. I used to like farmers today.
Did you ever have Johnny cake?
Oh yes, you used to eat a lot of that. Cornmeal, you used to have a lot of cornmeal. Of course, you used to buy that stuff, cornmeal. You used to get it pretty cheap back in them days. You know. We were getting a 20-pound bag of it or something like that. You know. Yeah, you make. You used to eat a lot of pancakes. Oh, what do you call it? Aunt Jemima's pancake flour there. Used to have smoking for breakfast. We used to have pancakes too, you know. You used to eat, of course, say we always had quite a few hens. We used to have a lot of eggs, all the eggs we wanted.
Were there any dishes you ate that were from Canada, you know, made in Canada years ago, but someone had taught your mother how to make?
Not that I know of, no. And all the stuff that, of course, after moving to the village here, then you're close to the village, well, then you used to buy, in the fall of the year, maybe buy a barrel of flour, you know, that you used to get 4 sacks, that's what you call a barrel, 4 sacks of flour. Maybe get a 100-pound bag of sugar, sometimes 200, two bags. And used to get, used to buy lard by them, I don't know if they were 30 or 40-pound tubs, they were about that high, you know. Used to buy lard like that.
They were about 3 feet high?
Yeah.
The barrel of flour, did it come in the 4 sacks, or was it?
4 sacks, yeah.
It came in 4 sacks?
In sacks.
Yeah. Did you call that a barrel?
They call it 4 sacks, did you call four sacks, they call that a barrel of flour.
Mm-hmm. Did your mother do anything with the flour bags after they were emptied?
Well, they used to make kind of a dishcloth there with them or something, you know. They were white bags, you know. Sometimes they'd cut them up and make different things with them, you know, that you'd use around the house for cleaning, one thing or another.
Had your mother been born in Canada?
I couldn't say whether she was born in Canada or not. But originally it's, you know, my grandfather Stone, he was originally from Canada. He came up here, one of the first ones that settled up, and they called Thibautville. Up there and clean out a piece of land and keep cutting trees down and keep extending, you know. We're ready to break a little more ground.
Did you ever hear any stories about Canada?
No.
Did your mother make your own clothing?
Yeah, most of it.
Oh, she did?
Most of it, yeah.
She made your shirts?
No, just, well, mostly, sometimes used to make a pair of pants, you know, heavy pants, and most of the girls' clothes, used to make them dresses for the girls. The shirt, I don't know, she might have made some of them for some of the boys.
Did she use a lot of wool?
Well, we didn't use wool. We used to buy the cloth, you know, and then make up the clothes.
Mm-hmm. How were stockings made? Did she knit those?
Used to knit them, some of them. When they made them, they did. Used to knit them.
How about sweaters? Did people wear sweaters like you have on?
Yeah, they used to have them. They never were knitted too, you know, knitted sweaters.
But what did they wear in the winter?
Well, it's heavy woolen clothing, you know. Old fleece line, I can remember way back, my dad used to wear them, what they called the fleece line underwear, heavy underwear, you know, in wintertime. Of course, you used to work in the woods. And you go home in the spring, you'd be around home most of the summer till you start working again on towards fall. And they didn't have no big trucks, anything to draw. Along with, I can remember when they used to cut the pulp up here when they had the paper mill down below the village there.
Along Park Street.
Yeah, way down below there. They used to float a lot of, I can remember when I was very small. They used to float their pulp down the river, right down through here, until it got way down there, and then they'd take out the water down there. Go from way up 8-10 miles above here, and they'd cut it and get it near the river. In the spring of the year, when the water would be high, they'd throw that in the river and float it down.
How long did they do that?
Well, they only had about 2-3 weeks there after the ice would go off. You know, 2-3 weeks of high water, and then, oh, maybe the outside, maybe a month, in a month's time, they'd get it all out.
How many years did they do that?
Well, I don't remember. I just remember vaguely when they remember watching it going down the river there, but I don't know how many years he done it. And then after a while, they got so old, and they were further back from the river, they used to draw down with teams. Team after team come down with pulp and go down to the village, down to the paper mill.
Hmm. Was your father a teamster?
No. I had a brother, my oldest brother. She'd been there quite a while. He was a teamster. He used to work in the woods a lot.
What did women wear in the winter to keep themselves warm?
Oh, we used to wear heavy dresses, you know, worked our way down, long dresses. All heavy clothes, you know, like big winter coats, you know, not little coats like that today. You know. And we used to wear a lot of shawls, and they had big long shawls that put over their head, and now they call them for scarves, you know. Things like that.
They'd wear shawls over their head?
Over their heads, and sometimes and scarves around their necks, you know. On a heavy coat. Heavy clothes.
How many brothers and sisters did you have?
I had 4 brothers and 8 sisters.
So there are 13 children. Yeah, were you the... Where were you? You the youngest?
No, I was. I had a brother and a sister that was younger than I was.
Did the big family get along well together?
Oh, yes. Well, as far as I can remember, of course, a lot of them grew up married at the time I was. Of course, that's after we moved down here, see my oldest brother, he died. Oh, hell, he'd be about 12, 15 years ago. He'd be 75 years old today. I got a sister that's living. She didn't start till she's 82 years old. The youngest one, I'm the youngest one living today. No, I got a sister in Chattagate. She's the youngest one living today. I think there's six of us living yet. Now she's the youngest one. She's 66 years old.
Was she the youngest born?
The boy was the youngest one. I had a brother. He used to, he died 2 years ago. You remember this little store right over here on the corner?
Mm-hmm. Leo.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. He was the youngest one. He died probably 2 years this fall.
When you were growing up, how many had to sleep in one bed?
2, 3. Of course, you used to have them big beds in them days. They call it a full-size bed. Sometimes it'd be three of the boys that sleep one bed, you know.
What time would you go to bed at night?
Well, in winter time, when it got dark, we went to bed early. Maybe 8 o'clock. Anywhere between 8, 8:30. We used to go to school, I'd get up early because I had to walk a mile and a half. School started at 9 o'clock, you had to be in school, 8:30 I guess it was.
Did you have to go away from the house when your mother had another child?
No. The doctor used to come right to the house. Mm-hmm. And I'd go to the hospital in them days. So.
Did they try and hide from you what was going on?
Oh, no.
Did they have any stories about where babies came from?
No.
They talk about the store?
Well, they used to when they talk about the... they say all this. The storm is coming, you say it's going to be cold. they'd hide it that way, you know what I mean? They would come from the storks, you know.
They say the stork is coming, it's going to be cold?
Yeah.
What did the cold have to do with it?
Well, I don't know. Just as...
Did your mother have home remedies?
Yeah, we used to have a lot of home remedies in days. Uh-huh. I remember when I was small, I used to go down along those books and get this wintergreen, the peppermint. You used to get a whole bag of that peppermint, take it and dry it. And in the wintertime, any of the children have a cold or a sick or anything, they used to steep that. And they use that for medicine, for colds and one thing or another.
Mm-hmm. What would she do for a sore throat?
Well, you used to have different stuff. You used to have there. I don't know, I can't remember. What you used to have, you used to get a lot of medicine. My mother worked for a doctor for about 30 years.
Secretary?
That is for just the housework, you know.
Oh, yeah. What would they use for poultices?
Flaxseed, mostly.
That was bought in the store?
Yeah. We used to get that flaxseed. And they used to use a lot of that for poultices. Could cuts or infections or something. They'd use that flaxseed.
What did they do for bruises or for cuts?
Well, they'd wrap it up with flaxseed and you'd soak it with Lysol. You'd have to use it disinfected, you know, for this Lysol. You used to use quite a bit of that.
How about for earaches or toothaches?
Well, you get that sweet oil. I remember some kids have an earache, you get that sweet oil and heat it up and then drop it in their ear, you know. Mm-hmm. Or hen's oil. You get hen's oil a lot.
How about a toothache?
Well, toothache, you put a hot pack or something on their tooth, you get the... I think they used to get some of that toothache drops. They rub their gums with camphor.